What a wonderful thing that on this, the first day, and also as a result, the first Saturday of the month of June, dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus, that we should be honoring the Immaculate Heart of Mary. For they are one. From him comes forth the Blessed Mother, his greatest and most gracious creation. And so we see the readings of today, especially the book of Ecclesiasticus that we say so often in the masses of the Blessed Mother, that prophetically she proclaims that which she indeed is. She is brought forth as a pleasant odor. And my flowers are the fruit of honor and riches. Honor and true riches, the spiritual riches that last forever. Of course, today we are lavished upon because we have all the graces of this day. And of course, in this shrine, we have the plenary indulgence that is available to us who pray here before this image of Our Lady, who has been credited with many miracles in the last almost over 100 years, or almost 100 years, since 1929. And so, many, many graces are bestowed upon us. And then, of course, she tells us more about herself. And all of this, if you think about it, if you meditate upon it, and I hope you do meditate, because time spent in mental prayer, in meditation, in other words, is one of the most important things in the Catholic life, in the spiritual life. If we just go through the motions, in and out, as if nothing, as if we were going to fill up our tanks in the gas station, then we will lose everything. We have nothing. And when we have nothing, we have even less than nothing, because we lose whatever we do have. It is like the 10 virgins. The foolish virgins had no oil, and they never got any. And they were excluded from heaven, from the wedding feast of the Lamb of God. And so if you think about these things, meditate upon them, instead of so many other things upon which you waste so much time and so much effort, she's telling us the reason for her greatness. I am the mother of fair love. And who or what is fair love? He's right over there. He's right over there. Jesus, the most sacred heart of Jesus, whom we honor and venerate, in whom we take true and sincere pride in this month of June, and not in devilish things. I'm the mother of fair love and of fear. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and of knowledge. These are gifts of the Holy Spirit, and of holy hope. Holy hope. All our hope is in Christ. And he affords it to us through his most holy and immaculate mother, Mary. He came to us through her, and we return to him through her. There is no other way. In me, she says, is all grace of the way and of the truth. Hail, full of grace. There has never been any creature before or after who has been full of grace. Hail, full of grace. That is her name from God. Full of grace. She is filled with the life of God the Father and the love of God the Son and the whole indwelling of the whole Trinity through the Holy Spirit, her eternal spouse. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. There's only one way to heaven, and that is in and through the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And there is only one mother of the Church who in many ways exemplifies the Church, except in the sinfulness of her members, we, but in every which other way she exemplifies, she symbolizes the Church. And so, indeed, in me is a hope of life and of virtue. Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. What fruits? The fruits that the Holy Spirit gives unto us, and that we have meditated upon on the Feast of Pentecost and of the Holy Trinity. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And of course, one of the phrases which I was wont to quote very much to my spiritual sons, when you love somebody, you cannot have enough of them. They that eat me are yet hungry. They that drink me are yet thirsty. Because the more you eat, the more you want to eat. The more you drink, the more you want to drink. And she personifies that. And of course, this is used by Holy Mother the Church in this most sacred liturgy. So on this first Saturday of June, the month of the Sacred Heart, we look to the Blessed Mother, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. And this day also happens to be a feast which is very important to our shrine and our parish, and it has been for many years now. It is the feast of the great foundress of the Ursuline nuns, St. Angela Merici. St. Angela Merici, who could have done many other things, but instead chose to start a congregation under the auspices of the Virgin and Martyr, St. Ursula, and her 11 virgins. Remember, one of the monks who had too much to eat for lunch put 11,000. That's a big mistake. 11 virgins. Of course, in Spanish, whenever we say somebody is exaggerating, we say, yeah, you and your 11,000 virgins, because it's an exaggeration and then it's incorrect. There wasn't a boat, still probably isn't, maybe there is, that could hold 11,000 virgins for them to go from Britain to France, which is what they did. 11, all martyrs. And it was under them that St. Angela placed her order. And it was to her order, to one of her nuns, right in the midst of the most abject persecutions of the Church, the Masonic persecution of the Church in France to begin with. And so today we have persecution still. We're not going to let anything bother us. We're not going to bat an eye. We have hope. She is the mother of fair love and of holy hope. It was to her, to one of her nuns, that Our Lady appeared under the auspices of Our Lady of Prompt Succor. Swift assistance. Our Lady of the Visitation, in other words, because she comes to the assistance of those who need her. But now she comes, not with a child in her womb, but with a child in her arms, and brings him to us. She always brings Jesus to us. And so today we invoke in a very special way the great foundress, St. Angela Merici, and we pray that her order will be restored in the future. And so, as we celebrate these many occasions, and tomorrow, today we will celebrate the first time that 10 of our children will receive the first confession, and tomorrow the first time that those same 10 children will receive the bread of life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let them that eat remain hungry, so that they may eat all the days of their life of the precious bread of the Holy Eucharist, our Lord Himself. So we are very joyful today as we give thanks to God for his many blessings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.